Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, Chris Berg.
Don't get started. Don't do it.
Trust me, we're going down that path today. Just so you know, thank you so much for tuning in. You and I have no idea where this show is going to go today, so just hold on to your seat and enjoy the ride.
Hey, here
on What's On Your Mind.
Put in a sum for the effort.
Exactly. So he says to me, on your deathbed, you receive total consciousness. We're gonna have
I got that going for me. We were just talking about the classic Caddyshack before we got on here. Todd Mitchell joins us, and then we got an email in that a number of people have never seen it.
What?
So younger people have not seen a number of the classics. I would also put Stripes, Animal House. You could go down the list of great comedies. Airplane. I mean. That you need to watch if you haven't seen, but Caddyshack could be right up.
Have you ever seen Amazon Prime where you can, like, watch movies together with people remotely? Like,
yeah.
we need to do an Amazon Prime with Caddyshack, and we can just all get together, sit with Caddyshack. We'll bring in the youngins. We'll be like their mentors, right? And, okay, so this is this guy named Bill Murray. He's hysterical, and, you know, so, right, Jay?
The best Bill Murray movie of all time, Caddyshack's up there. But what about Bob?
Oh!
Yes!
I love the t-shirt, Don't Hassle Me, I'm Local.
Oh, man. Dr. Marvin!
Did you guys
so
ever
funny.
See?
Dr. Marvin!
And, of course, the son was from Fargo here, Charlie Colesman.
Did you guys ever see Bill Murray, Where the Buffalo Roam, where he played
Hunter
Thompson?
Yes.
That's my all-time favorite Bill Murray movie.
Really?
Okay, let me ask you this.
Epic. Boyle is like his attorney, yeah. Laszlo.
Okay,
we just get back to what about Bob for a minute?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm sailing.
I'm a sailor.
That movie is a classic. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas or Where the Buffalo Roam, Kevin? Which one?
Where the Buffalo Roam.
Okay, I got to go with Fear and Loathing.
With Depp. Yeah.
Dude, how about when he's eating that? No. Oh. Yeah. Dr. Marvin's just, oh, this is so good.
The best Christmas movie of all time, Scrooged, if we're going to talk Bill Murray stuff.
That's a great one, too. All right.
We can go all day.
You know, my topic is this afternoon.
By the way, Jay Thomas joined us from WDAY. We got a whole crew in here today. We're going to have some fun. I want to remind you, today is Flag Day, so we're going to celebrate not just the American flag, but some people out there are going to celebrate these things called red flag laws, and that's what I want to know.
Oh, boy.
From you.
Celebrate those? Really?
Yeah, some are.
John Cornyn, Lindsey Graham, little Lindsey. Lindsey Graham's going to celebrate those. And then you've got, what do you call him again, Kevin?
Who?
Senator Mitch McConnell. He's going to be celebrating the red flag laws.
You can call me the turtle.
The turtle.
Well playing the, you should know right away that I haven't had a valid bowel movement yet today. I need to go do that, so I'll see you guys later.
Turtle, good job on the SCOTUS. The horrible job on the budget negotiations. But other than that, you're doing great, man.
Wow.
Can we just finally admit that it's just one big uniparty in D.C.? I mean, that's just beyond it.
Yeah.
It is just one big, giant uniparty. Well, they give you and I the pennies.
They swamp are so party. Out of touch. They have no party. Clue. I don't care what side of the aisle you're from. When they sit there and tell us, we know what you're the American people. No, you don't.
You don't
have a clue what we're going through. Not a clue.
No idea. Somebody texted in and goes, Stripes. That's a fact, Jack. That's a fact, Jack.
Oh, that movie's another one. Yeah.
All right, so I want to play this quickly because I do want to celebrate the great American flag, and this is one that I think I want you to listen closely to it about the words in the song, and then when we come back from break, we may even touch on a little bit now, then we are going to jump into these red flag laws. If you're not familiar with those, essentially, the way it's been framed, at least in the House, is anybody that doesn't like you can call up the cops and say, hey, this person could have a mental issue, and I want to get into something because a friend texted me yesterday. I want to ask you guys all about this. I mean, when you look at the fact that the number one killer in America for 18 to 49-year-olds last year was fentanyl, there's clearly some mental health issues in our nation, yes?
Yes, there are.
So I want to bring that up when we come back from this song and we come into the next segment, because it is open phones as well. If you want to call in, all you got to do is just grab your phone and dial 800-228-0550. Again, that's 800-228-0550. So it's Flag Day. I think we need to celebrate the flag because, oh, by the way, if you're just joining us in the Valley, you're listening to the flag. Do we have the Trump where he goes, the flag?
I do. I'll dig that up. Yeah. You know, in what year was it the Continental Congress adopted the Stars and Stripes?
I want to say 1777.
Very good.
Yes.
Whoa. All right. Look at the younger. Big brain on Chris.
You know where I got that from? The only reason I know that is because yesterday, and so Jim, if you're listening, Jim, the flagpole guy, you should know that.
For the first time.
Yeah. Isn't he awesome?
I was at the Hammer Down. We were filming at the Hammer Down truck show Mandan on Friday night. You want to talk about impressive, over 200 big rigs from around the country.
Yep.
It's just one big truck show. These things were gorgeous. And then at nighttime, they light them all up and have a big light show.
But
I
America
met Jim.
Right
I met what a great guy.
Did they light them up with lithium? Because there's no more diesel.
Well, you are on a roll today, man.
I know.
You up with lithium?
All right, so this is a much different sentiment, and I think it's valid for today. So let's play this and just sit back wherever you are and just enjoy.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there. When Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam.
She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Very appropriate, obviously, for Flag Day. Little Johnny Cash, Ragged Old Flag, says, hey, we've been through this many times before. Are we going to get through this one A-OK? Because we are obviously in a very challenging time in this nation. When we come back, speaking about that, one of the greatest rights that you and I have is the God-given right to bear arms. What's the threat to that right with these red flag laws? We're going to talk about that and much more coming up right after this right here on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this Hockett technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in a sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Well, What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. MyPillow is really super simple. First of all, $90 off the slippers. $90 off the slippers. And when you say $90 off slippers, they must be some kind of slippers. They are. They're awesome. They're year-round. They're made for this part of the world. Thick soles, heavy suede, heavy stitch. They don't pull apart. And they've got that impact gel and the memory foam they form to your feet. It's like sliding them into a glove, slipping on like a glove. MyPillow.com. Promo code is Scott when you click on the radio listener square there on the homepage. Promo code Scott. And just do all your shopping. That's your promo code. But right now, $90 off on the My Slippers of MyPillow.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Chris Berg sitting in for the one and only Scott Henin. He's in Norway. We've got a whole crew in store for you today to talk about probably one of the most important topics right now in our nation, and that is your Second Amendment rights, your right to bear arms and these things called red flag laws. We're going to touch on here for Flag Day. So in studio, you just heard from Kevin Flynn there. We've also got Jay Thomas from WDAY Radio, as well as Todd, the radio guy out in Bismarck. So it is going to be a roundtable conversation. If you want to join this roundtable conversation, please do so. Number to call in, 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. So we just said a moment ago, a friend of mine, I talked on my show yesterday a little bit about these red flag laws and heard last night that, look, the Supreme Court's already determined that red flag laws are unconstitutional. Why? A couple of reasons here if you're not familiar with those. A red flag law is essentially someone can say, hey, I believe that, you know, Joe is a threat to himself or others. And what a red flag law does is allow then a cop to go to a judge, get a warrant to then come to your home, do an illegal search and seizure. So, number one, your Fourth Amendment right, gone. Number two, then they can actually take your firearms. So now your Second Amendment right, gone, right? So these are not good from a God-given constitutional rights situation. So keep that in mind as we're talking about this yesterday and sort of the aberration of what these things are. And then the whole purpose of these is they want to target people with mental health. Well, a couple important things to think about. Number one, who's going to make that decision? Who's going to determine if, you know, you or I have got a mental health challenge?
The court would. I've listened to quite a bit of Hugh Hewitt earlier, a couple of different great legal minds. The process still plays.
Right, but did you see what happened to Michael Flynn? Are you going to trust the judge?
Right, exactly. That's exactly my next point.
Okay.
There will be the process. You'll have to go through the process, present the evidence, present your phone, you know, what you think or why you have this opinion of this person, et cetera, et cetera. It goes through all that. But a lot of the bad narrative of this is that someone call your ex-girlfriend, calls in, the cops come and get your guns. No, that's not going to be, not that I'm for any of this. Because this is 1,000 little cuts is what this is. But to be clear on the process.
Wait. What do you mean? Because that's what happened. That's what took it to the Supreme Court. A wife said, hey, this person's a threat to himself or others. They came, took his gun, and he's like, wait, you can't do this. And that's why the Supreme Court overturned it. So what do you mean it couldn't be?
He has to have evidence. You can't just come and take someone's gun unless they're using it and they're threatening people.
So what's the evidence?
The evidence is whatever the court finds it is. That's what I'm saying about the whole process.
That's my point. Did you see what Representative Swalwell said yesterday about Ben Shapiro?
I get it. The courts are a joke depending on where you're going to court. But nonetheless, the process still will play out. Sorry.
Turn my mic on. I'm a gun guy. I am too. I get where some people are coming with this. We have a mental health problem in this country. And look, you go and shoot up a grocery store, a gas station, a restaurant, you got a mental health problem. But the opening up this can of worms, this thing cannot be shut. And I heard when you and Alex this morning were playing that clip from, I can't remember who it was, talking about, these are the same people that were going out arresting parents because their kids were on a playground. This opens up a gun grab like nothing else. And here's the other problem with this. Okay, so let's say, you know what? I'm gonna get him for what he did to me. I'm gonna say he's got a mental health problem. I'm gonna get his guns yanked. Okay, say the judge yanks the guns. Okay, go through the process, find out. Well, no, there's nothing wrong with this person. this was just a vindictive thing they did.
Wait, back up. How would the judge not find the evidence then? If she had the evidence, she'd have to present
it. You're gonna trust all these? Okay, hold on. It depends on who the judge is. I mean, look what these judges are doing. They're letting criminals out. These judges are not held accountable. So now, judge, okay, yeah, you know what? We jumped the gun here, no pun intended. So now this person that turned you in or tried to get your guns, what's the punishment to them?
Exactly.
Okay, here's your punishment. Your punishment is now you lost your gun rights.
Yep.
You're going to be fined huge for putting somebody through this. And not to mention, now you got to get a lawyer to get your firearms back. And you did nothing wrong.
But let me back up for a minute. I mentioned earlier, I said, hey, the number one killer in the United States for people 18 to 49 right now is fentanyl. The reason you're taking fentanyl in large part, either you're addicted because you had some surgery and or maybe there's a mental health challenge. So my point is, what's the biggest challenge around mental health today for us to solve that problem?
Oh, that's a big question.
That's a huge question.
So part of it, though, is the stigma, right?
Yeah, true.
People that have got a mental health issue aren't going to get help because of the stigma of having to go get that help. Now you're telling me, and this person made this point, a friend of mine, so I want to give them all the credit. They said, Chris, think about how much this is going to set back mental health in America where anybody, because now once I go step through that door, Jay,
that's true.
That judge now can go, well, wait a second, Kevin.
Yep, exactly.
You just got help, 2 years ago. So what now this allows me to say you are having mental health challenges. So, I'm sorry. Let me take away your Second Amendment rights. Nobody that owns a gun is going to want to go step into a mental health place right now.
But
guys, you're talking drugs. Let's talk about alcoholics, too. Okay? People, alcoholics. Oh, wait, you went to rehab? Oh, wait, you're going to AA? Wait a minute. You got, because a lot of people believe that alcoholism is a mental health problem issue. So now you go down that road. Okay, I mean, this thing is something that cannot be turned around. This is a bad slope to go down. It really is.
This is Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt talking about this and the process and the procedure of it.
Senate Republicans need to back away from this dangerous dance with these gun-grabbing Democrats. That's the first thing that needs to happen, because this is a very dangerous road to go down, and you'd be eviscerating two fundamental rights, a Second Amendment right and the right to due process along the way. Red flag laws are very dangerous. I can't believe the Republicans are going along with the Democrats here. Their answer to every question is gun control, and this is not the road to go down. The red flag laws are nothing more than a green light for gun confiscation. And why in the world would we give more power to the same people who are willing to arrest folks in the name of safety in an emergency for taking their kids to a playground during COVID and locking down businesses?
Thank you.
Yeah. So let me ask you both, why are the Republicans doing this? Why are they coming to the table on this?
I think they are coming, well, first, which Republicans are they? Who's coming to the
Senator
table?
Senator John Cornyn, Tom Tillis, Senator Lindsey Graham, it's guys either about to retire or, and my point is, I think it's all about Mitch McConnell saying to him, look, guys, I just need 10 of you to go to the table. You're going to retire. Don't worry about it, because we need to win suburban moms to win back some seats. This is all politics, and it's politicized.
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 1,000%.
But my point is, do these guys not see? Have you ever seen a politician that can put 5,000 people when it's freezing outside and 7 p.m. like Donald Trump could, and they still cannot see that?
I know they can't.
No. One more valid question. The courts don't have any backlog now, right? Because there's going to be a lot.
The borders are secure. Right, I mean, why would there be a backlog?
What about those people? We've got to get them into court, too. So we build any more courts anytime soon? Okay.
All right, more on this when we come back.
This week, Greta Van Susteren is back on cable news. On Tuesday, Greta's new show launches on Newsmax, America's largest growing cable news channel. Each night, Greta is proving that people want real news without the media spin. Her show is called The Record with Greta Van Susteren, and everyone is talking about it. Tune in at 5 p.m. Central as Greta broadcasts from Washington with the real news, giving you the facts you need to know. She's asking the tough questions the big media won't. Find out why millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Make the switch and watch Greta Van Susteren tonight. Check out your program guide or get info on her great new show. Just text the word Greta to 39747. That's Greta 39747. Switch to Newsmax today. It's real news for real people. Texting and rolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 40% of law enforcement agencies, including the NYPD and Los Angeles Police Department, failed to report their 2021 crime data to the FBI. That will result in more difficulty tracking crime in America. A string of troubling inflation reports in recent days is likely to lead Federal Reserve officials to consider surprising markets with a larger-than-expected 0.75 percentage point interest rate increase at their meeting this week. Before officials began their pre-meeting quiet period on June 4th, they had signaled that they were prepared to raise interest rates about a half percentage point, and then again in July. But the market's deteriorating faster than expected, tougher decisions may come sooner than later. President Clinton's Treasury Secretary, Lawrence Summers, on Bloomberg.
It's pretty clear that peak inflation theory, like transitory inflation theory, is kind of wrong.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
On your mind, Tuesday edition. A little weather moved through this morning. Do you see any rain totals in your rain gauge, Todd, in Bismarck?
I got to double check here. I'll double check that. Give me just a sec.
And we didn't get much here in the on the eastern side of the state, but there's plenty moved through with that system. It is Tuesday, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. You'll see different signs at different locations, like Marathon, different suppliers that they get. Oh, there you go. He's got a serve at PetroServe USA mug right there.
I was just going to say, I think about PetroServe USA, and I go into my What About Bob, like, so good, Kent.
And just touching on where gas prices are, and when you have the ability to shop from different suppliers and different, where they get their fuel in the first place, they work the best prices for.
Well, listeners,
so shout out to
listeners yesterday were showing me a PetroServe USA, which is a Marathon on Main Avenue.
Yep.
$4.37 a gallon. There's a war going on.
I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for you for that. And if you're hungry, well, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Valley City Today hot beef sandwich. Oh, it's so good. The mashed potatoes, the brown gravy.
You're killing us,
Smother it. Chicken pot pie as well. Harwood's got the scalloped potatoes and ham. West Main Avenue's doing meatloaf for chicken tenders. Sloppy Joe's on 12th Avenue. 205 NP's got the tater tot hot dish as well as in Glendon. And orange chicken served in Yulin today. Helping America fuel better. It's home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA. I know, right?
Let's go eat.
Oh, that hot beef sandwich, man.
Can we send Alex to one of those PetroServes to bring us something to eat?
Hey, I don't know.
why don't you make that
phone call, man? I have a number.
Speaking about making phone calls, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Chris Berg sitting in for Scott Hennon. We got Jay Thomas with us, Todd the Radio Guy, Kevin Flynn. If you want to call in and share your point of view, what's on your mind, dial 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. Jeff, we're going to get to you here in just a moment. I want to play for you a quick clip. This is from a couple of years ago, actually, and let's see, 2019, again, when the Democrats are trying to push through these red flag laws. But it's really important because this is a piece that hasn't been talked about. So this is from a congressman out of Colorado on Tucker Carlson's show a couple of years ago. This is the one thing you've got to respect about the Democrats. Like, they don't get the whole apple first. They take a little bite, then they come back for another bite, then another bite, and they just keep going until you're like,
some cuts.
Oh, I'm sorry. You no longer have a Second Amendment? I never saw that coming. So listen to this very closely because you and I obviously live in a rural area. Listen closely, please.
thinking, how could anybody possibly be for a red flag law that doesn't apply to gang members?
Well, for one thing, I think the Democrats are trying to disarm rural America. And a second thing, I think that...
Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. He says, number one, they're trying to disarm rural America because they know, look, they can go into New York and these other big cities. There's no issues,
they
right?
They know we're the ones that are going to put up a fight, and a big fight.
Exactly.
And that scares the living daylights out of them.
To the point where the president of the United States, I'm sure many have heard him say this, the president, I wish I had the clip, and Kevin, if you find it, the president of the United States, remember when he said, well, hey, look, you know, we got F-15s. We got tanks. So what are you going to do? You're going to fight the government? I mean, it's insane what comes out of this guy's mouth. We'll see if we can find that clip for you.
Well, this is the same guy that, remember, we got to take 9mm off the market because it rips your lungs apart. Where 22, we can get that. Did you just say that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I have it on my list.
Yeah,
well, it's right here at number 1,221. A stupid thing Joe Biden said.
I mean, come on, deer don't wear Kevlar. What do you need my 9mm for?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. I always said that. Anybody that ever asked me that.
Honestly, I seriously is like, well, no one needs a 30-round magazine. Yeah, you've never been hog hunting.
I was just going to say that's right to me. What do you need that for? Have you ever shot an AR? No. Believe me, if you shoot it once, you'll get it. They are fun.
All right, let's get to the phones. Again, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We're going to go to Jeff out in the Bakken. Jeff, welcome to What's on Your Mind. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, good morning. Well, I just wanted to touch back on comments made before the break, you know, regarding the gun grab that we've seen coming for quite a while. And as I told the call screener, I'm a veteran, you know, I've and a 25-year retiree.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
And, thank you. You know, so I've been places and of course have to deal with the VA and Confident Man and all of that stuff regarding, you know, disability ratings, et cetera, et cetera. And, the one thing I've noticed is, when we're going through the Confident Man process, always get pushed to file for PTSD. And frankly, I and quite a few like me have refused because of fears of being labeled as having PTSD and whether I have it or not. And, you know, it's a good possibility.
Jeff, let's be honest. You know the courts will use that, too. The courts will use that.
That's what Chris was saying. Yeah, great point.
Jeff, stay with me because this is amazing. We just got an email, sir, and I want to just give you a chance to respond. Because I just saw a TikTok video recently where there was a female veteran as well, and she says, hey, there's, I don't know what it was, 15 million veterans right now, and they all know how to use, you know, a firearm. And like, if we were going to go back and actually fight, Jeff, I would want to be in a foxhole with you. Thank you for your service, sir. And you're sort of alluding to this, but I just want to read the email for our audience and give you a chance to respond. Fawn says, hey, don't forget about the veterans, police, and others who have been diagnosed with PTSD or who may seek treatment for PTSD. This red flag law could keep these people from seeking help, and as a result, the suicide rate could spike. Many reasons to not support the red flag laws.
Great point.
Your comment, Jeff?
Yeah. Yeah, we that's exactly right. We're afraid to file because now we put a big target on our back. So like I was alluding to earlier, whether I have PTSD or not, I'll be damned if I'm going to claim it. Because I don't want that in my file on my record or to be that target for somebody to come and grab my guns, because who better to come grab guns from than somebody who's tactically trained?
Exactly.
At my oath didn't expire. And so, honestly, if it all goes left, well, I still have an obligation to protect and defend the Constitution and my fellow countrymen and myself and my rights. All the amendments, fourth, second, et cetera, et cetera. If suddenly I become the focus of attention and I'm literally disarmed, I'm no longer effective for myself or anybody. So, no, I wouldn't file for PTSD if you paid me.
See, and that's so sad, Jeff, because the one thing that, you know, with PTSD is that it's invisible, right? Like, nobody can fully understand what it means to be in a theater of war unless you've been there. No. And here you are dealing with this invisible enemy that you, I'm presuming, I don't want to make presumptions here, but I'm presuming you'd want to make and go have an impact and get some help with, and yet the fact that you are afraid of that because your God-given right to a firearm, who you've the person that's been well-trained in this. Joe Biden just talked about it the other day. You know, 18-year-olds are well-trained, and yet it just it breaks my heart, Jeff. And I thank you for your service. And I almost want to apologize to say, you know, I'm sorry that you put your life on the line for us to have these freedoms, and they're just being eroded by a bunch of yahoos in the swamp. So thank you, sir.
Well, and we patriots need to stand together and quash this. Period.
But how? How do we do it?
Just like what we're doing right now, getting the information out, letting people speak, letting our veterans speak. This is so sad that we have men and women that are willing to put it all on the line, go fight for their country, come home. You're right. We don't know what it's like to be in the theater of war, and they go through some serious, serious mental health problems at times, and there's programs there to help them. But now, if they go to those programs and use them, now they could possibly be punished. It's absurd what the hell's happening. It's ridiculous, and this is how you fight it.
Well, and you have to ask the question, yep. Is this going to help? Is this going to solve the problem? Is this, you know, is evil all of a sudden going to take a hiatus because of we might be able or not able to spot someone who might be evil, who might do bad things with a firearm? The answer is no. I mean, no. How many 18-year-old kids can steal grandpa's pickup truck and run? I mean, run into a crowd. You can go down the list of how evil can take lives.
But I want to play something for you guys. Jeff, just give me a moment, please. I want to play something for everybody. I played this yesterday, so I apologize if this is redundant for some of you. But please keep in mind the power of propaganda. And we all know the power of propaganda. I want you to listen to this very, very closely. Give me 15 seconds because it's coming up on YouTube here. But think about the power of propaganda and what's happening right now with young people across our nation that don't fully understand why the Second Amendment's in place, what happened when obviously the British came to invade this nation. So listen closely here and think about where we could be headed because of stuff like this. Remember, these red flag laws, I haven't even been convicted. I haven't even been charged of anything yet, and yet they're telling me that they're going to come take away my guns.
Imagine a world without murder.
I lost my best friend.
I lost my aunt.
I lost my dad.
I lost my father.
I lost my wife.
Just 6 years ago, the homicide rate in this country had reached epidemic proportions. It seemed that only a miracle could stop the bloodshed.
And what are they telling you right now? The homicide rates are rising at 30%, 70%.
But instead of one miracle, we were given three. The precognitives. Within just 1 month under the pre-crime program, the murder rate in the District of Columbia was reduced 90%.
They were going to be waiting for me in the car.
He was going to rape me.
I was going to be stabbed.
Right here.
Within a year, pre-crime effectively stopped murder in our nation's capital.
I mean, who's not going to be who's not going to be a proponent of stopping murder, right? Can I just finish this real quick?
We've been conducting our little experiment. There hasn't been a single murder.
And now pre-crime can work.
Listen closely here.
We want to make absolutely certain that every American can bank on the utter infallibility of the system. And to ensure that what keeps us safe will also keep us free.
You can't always do both. And he just said, so that what keeps you safe also keeps you free. You want to keep me free? Give me my Second Amendment right. Jay, go ahead, sir.
Okay, so... Where's that from? What is that?
Oh, I was hoping you would know. So now we can bust this chops with an Amazon Prime thing, right? Did you ever see the movie Minority Report?
No, I haven't.
Steven Spielberg. Yeah. And here's the thing I want to share with people. Steven Spielberg has got the resources and the budget to go and get the absolute best futurists on the planet. If you've seen Ready Player One, that's where we're going. Steven Spielberg directed this film. He got the best people in the room that said, okay, guys, where are we going as a world? That's how he came up with this whole pre-crime thing.
Okay.
So there's these three people, and what they do, Jay, is they have visions of people that are about to commit crimes, and then the FBI shows up and stops them before they commit the crime.
And this is the movie's Minority Report?
Yes.
I may have to watch that this weekend.
So we're missing three precogs and the ability to do any of that. maybe we should stop talking about this.
I was going to bring up is these politicians... Every day, there are mass murders in Chicago, D.C., L.A. Never once do they get in front of the national cameras and start talking about gun control or gun laws. They only do it when innocent children are killed in a school or innocent people in a grocery store. It is pathetic. They are a bunch of hypocrites. And shame on them. This happens every day. And you know what? Enforce the gun laws you have already. Exactly. You don't do that. And adding more gun laws is not going to stop this.
Well, if
it's
you want to confiscate some guns, go to Chicago and get those guns.
There you go.
Please.
Stick around. We come back. John Hinderocker right after this.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Jay Thomas from The Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Table Stew. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Springs Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better. But there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables Stew, West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Thanks for joining us. Chris Burke sitting in for Scotty today. He's in the second week of the Norway Extravaganza tour with the Juven folks. Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. H.A. T. & Sons started in 1908. Been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only in Bismarck, Mandan, across the region, North, South Dakota, Minnesota, into Montana. Anything furnace, air conditioner, replacements, water heaters, I mean garage heaters, anything like all of that, and indoor air quality is a big deal. These Sonovox air scrubbers are just amazing. You can do them for your home or your business. UVR, I mean, all the bacteria, all the viruses, all the mold in the air. And if you got any allergies like yours truly, you know what I'm talking about. Give them a call or get online, hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. You can call with any questions. Free estimates, too, by the way. And great rates on financing if you need to do it that way. 701-223-3393. 701-223-3393, online at hatandsons.com. Tell them we sent you.
We're going to get to the phones here as soon as we can. So Ryan in Aberdeen calling about the Minority Report clip. If you want to call into the show as well, very easy to do. Number is 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. First, though, we want to go out to John Hinderacher, president of the Center of the American Experiment, doing some great things in Minnesota and North Dakota. John, good morning. Welcome to the show. Do we have John?
Oh, I thought he was on stream here. All right, we'll work on that.
All right, then we'll get to the phones here. So, again, number to call into the show, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Let's go to Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Ryan, what's on your mind?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call this morning. I'm a big science fiction fan, and I love Steven Spielberg's Minority Report. But I don't know if you guys were aware that it was adapted rather loosely from a novel by sci-fi author Philip K. Dick, who also did the novels which were adapted into the movies Blade Runner and Total Recall. His novel, The Minority Report, delved even deeper into the questions of morality of something like pre-crime.
Ryan, thank you. I was not aware of that. And, Jay, I don't know if you were aware of this, but the school down in Uvalde was actually utilizing, there's these AI systems now that will go out there and they'll screen the kids' social media. Uvalde had that, and still the AI didn't do the pre-crime, right?
The whole tragedy down there in Uvalde, the whole thing is just, it's a disaster. I mean, from law enforcement to respond, I mean, it's just, the problem is that we have our schools as soft targets, and we are afraid to hard target them. Now, I brought that topic up a couple weeks ago on my show, and the phone lines, of course, went crazy, and I was surprised at how many people had called and said, I don't want my child in a school with a firearm. And my response to those people, and I stand by it, was, how about if I go get pictures of Uvalde and I slam those down in front of you and you take a look at those dead children and you tell me you don't want somebody in there armed to protect your children? I think you'd feel a whole lot different. We've got to do something. And pulling guns and adding more gun laws is not going to do it. It's not.
Yeah, and you got to ask her this question. How did you feel after 9/11 when we went to the airport and you saw armed guards checking through your luggage with your kids going on vacation? I mean, I'm sorry, we're in a different world now.
We are.
You know, and there's nothing you can, you know, we can't go back. Hey, sorry. But the answer is what Jay just said. The actual answer and the solution is secure the schools right now.
We can send $50 billion to the Ukraine on a whim, yeah. Okay? We send trillions to countries that hate our guts. How about we take that money and say, effective immediately, every single school in the United States will have an armed person in that school, whether it's law enforcement, retired military. You don't like it? Well, okay, guess what? Then homeschool. It is about making these schools hard targets.
Think about how much money we spent on air systems in the schools.
That's right.
During COVID. Yeah. I mean, billions of dollars, and we can't go and put some things. All right, so Sportsman 8 says this. All it takes is a phone call, report, complaint, or concern. A red flag law is a gun control law that permits various police, family members, coworkers, and others to petition a state court to order the temporary removal of firearms from a person who they believe may present a danger to others or themselves. A judge makes the determination to issue the order based on statements and actions made by the gun owner in question. So again, how are they going to do that? Because it's typically going to be an ex parte hearing, meaning that person's not going to be present. So how are they going to find out the statements that they made? They're going to go to social media, just like Representative Swalwell did with Ben Shapiro, who did not do anything crazy. Refusal to comply with the order is punishable by a criminal offense. After a set time, guns are returned to the person for whom. But here's the thing. Last time I checked, we live in the United States of America where I'm innocent until proven guilty. I don't need to go prove my innocence.
That's right. That's right.
Let's go to John in Washburn on the red flag laws. John, welcome to What's on Your Mind. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, hi. I just had a quick point. Was just by by nature of the fact it's an anonymous tip, how do you know this person even exists? It's not one of the disgruntled 81 million sitting around with a phone book, you know, dropping, okay, who hates conservatives or hunting and just calls on people that they know are hunters. And then it's like The Trial by Franz Kafka. It's secret evidence. There's no way to defend yourself because it's an anonymous accuser.
John, thanks for the phone call. And look, you and I both know that there's organizations out there that will pay activists to go do essentially what he just said. You're in the media, Jay. You know the cancel culture. People put stuff out there just to try and get you canceled. Yes, sir.
One great point that what Jay made about, you know, hardening schools and making them a tougher target. You notice how these shootings never happen in inner city Chicago or New York or Detroit.
Why is that, Kevin?
There's bars and metal detectors and security guards at every one of those schools.
That's
so
right.
There you go.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.